Okay, so we have a sugya, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Beis is talking about the din that Mila's Docha Tzeras. That Mila's an essay, and cutting off Tzeras is Los Assay, and an essay is Asr. But we learn from the Pasuk Gimel, Basar Arlaso, Basar is extra, and tells me even if it's Basar that has Tzeras. So the Gemara says that Mila's Docha Tzeras, but Dafka if it's Eafshel Kaim Shneim. The Klal is always the Essay Docha Losa say, the Essay only pushes off the Losa say if there's no way to be Mekayim both of them. So when it can't be Mekayim both of them, so Mila will push off Tzeras. Now the Gemara conceives that there's a way to do Mila without being over the Isser being Kotzeitz Tzeras. Even though the baby has tzeras on the arla, afal pikein, you can be mekayim the mitzvah's essay without being over on the issur ksitzas tzeras. How so? So the Gemara conceives that the issur of cutting off tzeras is only when it's done b'kavana. It's only when the person cutting off the tzeras, the dafka, wants to get off the tzeras. But if the person, the moal, who's doing the mila, is only thinking about, I want to do the mila, and he's not thinking about it, he's not being mechavim to cut off tzeras, if he could, he would leave the tzeras. Even though in the course of the meal he's cutting off the tzeras, there'd be no iser, there'd be no los assay of cutting off tzeras, and therefore he'd be mekayim the essay of mila without being over in the los assay. So the Gemara says, great. If that's true, that's what he should do. And he says, and if that's true, then you could, this will work. Not having kavana would work to get out the iser ksitzas tzeras. So it says the father should never do the mila. The father should never do his kid's mila if he has tzeras. And therefore, when the pasuk says baser, when the pasuk tells us that mila is docha tzeras, it only has an afka mina by the father. There's no one else to do the mila. So the father has to do the mila himself, and the father can't help himself. He loves his son. He wants to get rid of the tzeras. So he's going to be mechavin to get off the tzeras. So then, there's no way, it's Eifshel Kaim Shneim, he's going to for sure be over the Losa say, and nevertheless, it's mutter because it says baser. So, there's a pelta kasha here. Is that Gemara says that Mila Mitzras Eifshel Kaim Shneim, just don't have the father do it. Do it with the mole who doesn't care about cutting off the tzeras. Very easy. It's Eifshel Kaim Shneim. You give your Kaim Mila. Not only the father, just don't have the father do it, and it's after the Kaim Shneim. So the big kasha that everyone's bothered with is, what are you talking about? There's a Gemara, we learned last year in Kiddushin Chavtes, that tells us that one of the chiyuvim that a father has is to be mal his kids. And it's learned from a pasuk, it says by Milas Yitzchak, the pasuk says, Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Beno, Kasher Tziva Ha Elokim Oso. He gave Yitzhak, his son, Amila, as the Kaddish Baruch Hu commanded him. So it's very befeirish that Hashem commanded him to give Yitzhak the bris, and the Gemara says from that we learn out that a father is chayav to give his son the bris. So what do you mean, just don't do it all day of the father? It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. That's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Efshel L'Kayim Shneim means you could do both of them, but here you're not being Mekayim both of them because the mitzvah was for the father to give the bris, and now we're saying the father won't give the bris. Find someone else to do it, and the father won't do his mitzvah.
Is there a question on the Gemara, or a question on people who...
So this is a question on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Mila B'Tzeras is Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, as long as it's not done by the father. Just don't have the father do it. Always be mol. The Gemara says you should be mol al yedei acher. And then there won't be an iser.
If the father does it, it's automatically?
And the Gemara understands that the father does the milas, automatically has kavana. Why? Because the father can't help himself. He has to be mechavi. He wants to get the tzeras off his kid.
So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that really, ideally, someone else should do it. But if the father's the only one who could do it, then he should do it.
Right. That's the conclusion of the Gemara, except the Gemara ends off saying that really by anyone who does it, we assume he's mechavin. Because the Gemara says it's psikresha the nichalei. In the end of the day, the Gemara really says that everyone's going to be over an Isser cutting off strap. Right. And not only that, if the father does it and someone else could have done it, the father's over an Isser because it's Efshul Kaim Shneim. So the Pella is, and what do you mean? We thought this is the father's mitzvah. How could he tell him not to do his mitzvah? That's the basic din of Essay de Chalosa says. You want him to become your essay. You're right, if he doesn't do his mitzvah, fine, but we want him to do his mitzvah. So that's the bikasha, and this Gemara is used as a raya by Rishonim and Achronim when they're dealing with the whole isdin of what does the Gemara mean that the father does the mila. So there's a shach. Shach l'choshen mishpat shin pei beis. So he says, based on a rush, he says the father has to do the mila kipshuta. Father's mitzvah, and therefore any person who has a son, the father has to himself give the bris mila. The shach says if the father was to make a shliach, so it's very nice, the shliach will get a mitzvah mila, but the father will be mevatel his aseh of giving his son a mila. Oh, what about shluch shalom kemoso? So it's a big sugya. I'll just tell you very bekitzer. The shach understands and explains more than ksos that they understand you can't stop say shlichus by mitzvahs, right? Stop, you can't eat matzah all day shliach, you can't shake lulav all day shliach. And therefore, be'etzim, the rule is that you can't do mitzvahs all day shliach. And he says that. They say that there's some things to do by a shliach, but that's just because be'ikur, the person is doing it himself, right? If a person can take truma like day shliach, okay, you can take truma like day shliach because it's his fruits that are given to the kohen. The shliach isn't doing the mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah. But by mila, if someone else does the mila, he's doing the mitzvah of being ma'al the kid, and I'm not doing anything. Anyways, that's the big sugya. That's last year's sugya. But that's a shita. The shita sounds very much that way from the Gemara. It says, Vayomol Avram is Yitzchak Beno, Kashut Siva Hashem Oso. Avram, the father, should be Mal the Ben. If so, the Gemara is definitely a very hard kasha, right? It's a killer kasha here. It's that his father's mitzvah. You're going to be Mavatal mitzvah. How do you call it Efshel Kaim Shneim? So that's the kasha. We'll just leave the kasha. So some achron want to say, no, he can't say like the shach. The shach's got to go. The shach's really a rush. You know, he really is not the shach to make it up. But okay. Beisa Levi says, no. You can't say, you can't, it's the kasha on the shach. He says, so what's the Psharnar Gemara? The Psharnar Gemara is like the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mila. So he says that the chiyuv is for the father to do the mila himself or through his shliach. He says there is shlichas. He learns there is shlichas, and therefore, says the Beis Halevi, that the Shana of the Gemara is that the Gemara is suggesting the father doesn't have to do it himself. He can make a shliach to do the mila. And then, comes out very nice, the shliach won't be mechavin to be kotzis the tzaras. The father will be yosei his mitzvah of mila by sending a shliach, and everyone's happy. So the Beis Halevi seems to be his conclusion here.
So he argues on the ksos? Since there is?
So he's arguing on the shach and the ksos here. There's a lot to talk about. We can't talk about everything. So that's a teretz, not for sure. There's a Mishnah Malach. He doesn't, you know, he's before the Beis Halevi, but he writes against the Beis Halevi in Tumas Saras, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. So he says he doesn't think it's true. He says, no, you can't say the Shliach. He says, you look at the Gemara says you should do the Mila Adi Acher. It doesn't say Adi Shliach, it says Adi Acher. If you look at Rashi, Rashi's Lashon Rashi says, V'ika Acher, if there's someone else, She'eno Choshe Shlataro, who's not interested in being with Tara, the baby, the other Acher, let someone else do it. V'lo Liku Av Lahasam, and don't bring the father there. the father shouldn't be there. So the Mishnah Melech says the father shouldn't be there because then maybe he'll make the guy a shliach. He says no, it has to be done not the shliach, it's the father. The Mishnah Melech says if the father would send a shliach to do the milah of this kid with tzaras, he would be yotzei the mitzvah to save milah, but he would be over on the isra being kotzei tzaras. Why? Because the father could be yotzei milah either shliach shalom kimoso. So very nice. He'll send the shliach and he'll be yotzei the mitzvah without doing it himself. But once the shliach shalom kimoso, so he's also being over the isra tzaras because he's sending the shliach and he's sending the shliach knowing, ooh, I'm sending the shliach and I want to get the tzaras off. So I'm sending the shliach. So the shliach is like an extension of me. So argues in Mishnah Lamelech, therefore the father will be over the iser of Ketzitzas Tzaras. And Echanam, the shliach won't do any iser. Right? There's normally the ancient Tzvar Avera, but here the shliach's not doing anything wrong. The shliach, he's coming very innocent. He's trying to do the mitzvah smila. But the one who sent him, and he's being mevatel himself to the father, he's an extension of the father, and therefore the father is going to be over on the iser. So therefore the Mishnah Lamelech says, no, Yimadayik the Gemara is not saying a shliach here. Taka, someone else is doing it, not the father. We're leaving the father out of the picture. So then even to the Rambam, if that's true, even to the Rambam we have a kasha. So the Chazon Ish, he goes further. Chazon Ish, Yerdeya Kufnun Dalet. He says, he asked the kasha. He says, he's very bothered. How do we just get rid of the father? So he says, yeah, really the father doesn't have a message to give Mila, to do Mila. He says, the father is just responsible to make sure the Mila happens. The father doesn't have to do the Mila, not himself, not his shliach. It's just that we need someone to be responsible if this happens. So the father's responsible. But he doesn't have to, he has nothing to do with the Maisa Mila. It's just a responsibility that he has to make sure the Mila is done. And he says it's mukhach from this kasha. This kasha is so stark. He says you have to just abandon ship, say no, the father really is not chayiv in giving the Mila. When the Gemara says the father is chayiv, it doesn't mean in giving the Mila, it just means that the father is the responsible party to make sure his son has a bris. So just take the father out of it. So that might be a teretz. It might be a teretz, but it's a very short teretz. This is a very short teretz because the Gemara just says the father is chayiv in a mitzvah lamalas b'no. It quotes the pasuk by Yamal Avram es Yitzchak b'no kashet tziva oso elokim. It doesn't. It really does not sound that way. It sounds like there's a mitzvah mila, and who's it on? The father. It's hard to say that there's no mitzvah on the father. It's just like achrayis b'emes. Whoever does it is fine. Anyway, that's what the Chazon says you have to say to answer this kasha. Okay, but even if the Chazon is an answer, even if we go that way, it's still kasha on the Shach, which is really the Rush, and the Rambam, and really kasha here. This is another kasha, basically a suggestion, based on Levi, he doesn't really go with it, but there's another mahalach here that is said. And that's to say, that Ein Chinami, the father's mechuyev in the Mila. But there's really two mitzvahs here. If you look in the Parshas Lech Lecha, so in Parshas Lech Lecha, you don't say anything about the father having to do the bris mila. We're just told, Himal Yimal Kol Zachar. Gemara Darshan in Kedushin says if there's no father, best in Tzchayev to give mila, because it says Himal Yimal Kol Zachar. Right? Every Zachar should be mal by responsibility on the tzibur. On Bezdin, the Gemara says it. It'll be Yom HaShemini Yimol Basar Olaso. It doesn't say the father. Isha Ki Tezria. It doesn't mention the father there. Right? It just says there's a din that's a bris, and the bris is with Klal Yisrael. And Bezdin, as the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, has to make sure everyone has a bris. It's not Bechlal Ibn Achiv Al Kol Yachid Yachid. There's a separate pasuk in Vayera that says that Kashasiva Elokim Oso, that there's a chiyuv on the father. And that's a chiyuv, that's another mitzvah. That's a mitzvah saying that the father should do the milah. It's an extra thing. The father should do the milah. Very nice. But that is a separate mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi says, he says this is a possibility, that en chinami milah is docha tzaras. Milah is docha tzaras. Right? And it's a chiddush that milah is docha tzaras. You need to exercise a custom for that. Because really, tzaras is an essay and a losa say. Tzaras is zon asay. Hishamur lishmur lasos. It's an essay, really. It shouldn't be docha. It's just exercise a custom. Oh, so there's a gezeres kasa baser, but that was only said. That wasn't said by Yitzchak. Abram gave Yitzchak a milah. It doesn't say that Yitzchak had tzaras, right? It's just said in the ikur mitzvah of having a milah. That ikur mitzvah, which our Gemara tells us has a very strong koach to be docha isurim, because nechusu love yud gimel brisos, having a bris, that's a big deal. That the father should do it. In a chinami, that's a mitzvah, but it's a regular essay. A regular essay is not docha tzaras, because tzaras is a losa sein essay. It's just a regular essay. Memela, it's not docha tzaras. Meaning, the way we look at it is, look out for the father. Yes, the father has a mitzvah, but it's tzaras. The mitzvah for the father to do a mila, that is pushed off by tzaras. It doesn't when it gets tzaras. The mitzvah, in general mitzvah, himol lechem kol zachar, the mitzvah on Besdin to be mal, okay, that's a very chashuv mitzvah, that is docha tzaras, but l'gabe that, why should Besdin have the father do it? Let Besdin have the anachra do it. And therefore, that'll be miyashuv hol gemara.
The mitzvah on the Besdin is stronger.
So the mitzvah on the Besdin will be a din, it's not on every yachid, and therefore the Besdin's chayav to get it done, so who are they going to do it with? Not the father, because the father is going to add a losa say here. And he has a losa say, but that losa say doesn't get pushed off by the mitzvah for the father to do it. The only thing that pushes it off is the general mitzvah of mila, that the kid should have a bris. Like, I bet that Besdin will do it all day acher. Yeah, you hear that? I mean, there's two separate mitzvahs here. One which has the power to be docha tzaras, and one that does not have the power to be docha tzaras.
Why?
Why
is one
because one why? Because because one is having a bris is nechusul of yud gimel bris. Having a bris, that's really important. But having the father do the bris, that's nice, right? I mean, it's a mitzvah. I shouldn't just say it's nice. It's a mitzvah, so I say. But it's not that chumrah of the bris. It's just a maila. The father, he has mitzvahs. He's the one who teaches kid Torah. He's the one. It's a very beautiful thing. The father is the one who should bring his kid into the bris. That's wonderful, but it's not something that's docha anything more than regular mitzvahs essay.
The first mitzvah that Rebbe's saying is that a person has a bris, like they have a bris meal, they had a bris done to them, or is it the maisa of giving someone the bris? Like, is it mitzachiv on the individual to have a bris meal, or is it achiv on Besdin to give a bris?
So, it's a good question. Let's say it's achiv to give a bris.
So they're both, one's either Besdin, one's either the father, so they're like the same mitzvah, more or less?
No, but the way we're saying it is that they're both mitzvahs to give a bris. Besdin has to give the bris. But there's another mitzvah, the bris should be done by the father. So, Besdin's mitzvah that is to give a bris, that's docha tzaras.
Why is that?
Why?
The
because the psukim, no, I'm saying the psukim that say baser aren't talking about the father doing it. Right? In Lech Lecha, if you just had the parashas Lech Lecha, you would not know the father has any special mitzvah here. If you just had parashas Tzatzriya, you would know. It's learned from a pasuk in Vayera. So that pasuk is telling me that the father should do it. Kasha tzivash el kemoso. Not talking about the mitzvah of Mila. It's saying that Avram was Mal Yitzchak as Hashem gave a mitzvah that the father should be Mal the son. That mitzvah is a second mitzvah. I mean, it's not counted as a second mitzvah, like often happens, but it's be'etzem a separate mitzvah. If you say that, you open up that really, you could go back to just saying that the father's chayav to give a son a bris. Fine. Okay. Now I know not everyone's up to it, but we're gonna start the new Mishnah. We'll see how far we get. The Mishnah Ban of Kuf Lamed Gimel. Yeah, I'll read it inside because just in case someone didn't do it yet. Osim kol tzarchei mila b'shabbos. Molin uporin umotzitzit v'nosin in alea asplanus v'kama. You put on it these type of antiseptics and a bandage. Kamun is something used as an antiseptic back then. Now, in losach mer Shabbos, what if you didn't grind up this kamun on Erev Shabbos? Lois Bashina. You can't grind it up, but you have to grind it with your teeth, Benosin, and then apply it to the Mila. Fine. In Lotarf, Yayin, the Shem, and Merav Shabbos, nothing Zebatsum, Zebatsum. They ain't Osin Lachalak Lachachila. A Chalak is a type of bandage. You can't make it. You take your scissors and cut out bandages, which would be an Esther Zereisa. I will Korachal of Smart. You find something else to wrap. In Lohiskan, Merav Shabbos, you don't have any bandages. Korachal Etzwa. You could wrap the bandages that are in a different house around your finger. Umevi Afil Mechatzer Echers. And you're allowed to carry it even through a Chatzer. Even though there's no Erev, but you have to do it with a shinui, that you wrap the bandage around your finger, so it's not the normal way of carrying it. And so too, you grind up the kamon with your teeth, which is not the normal way of grinding, and therefore, it's only Nisid Rabbanan, and therefore, it's not a problem. So this Mishnah is telling us something that's something of a chiddush, is that the things we're doing here, the Gemara says later that these things are sakanas nefashos. It's considered sakanas nefashos not to put this antiseptic and bandage onto the Mila. Right? The kid's skin's open. If it gets infected, it could kill the kid. Afal pikein, the Gemara says you have to do it with a shinui. So this is a little bit of a question. Just why exactly is this? But we mentioned last week that Chil Shabbos done for Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra. Quoted from a Shorim is Hutra, that it's really not Chil Shabbos. But Afal Pikein, we see that by Chil Shabbos you do have to try to do a Shinui. That's what it sounds like. We have one other Gemara that tells us this, that you have to do a Shinui when you're doing things for Pekuach Nefesh. So the other Gemara we see on Kuf Chav Ches a little earlier, the Gemara is talking about a Yoledes, a woman who gives birth, a woman gives birth on Shabbos. So anything we need that she needs, we do for her, whatever she needs, because she's considered a Chol Sheish B'Sakana. But the Gemara says, Kol Kama De'Efshel Shabbos B'Shaninan. If you could do a Shinui, do a Shinui. So that's basic din, right? The Ramban quotes this. This is brought lahalach in the Ramban Shin Chav Ches. Big Yisod, that even though you're Mechal Shabbos, we should always try to do a Shinui. If you can't do a Shinui, of course you do it as a Dereisa, but if you could do a Shinui, do a Shinui. So that's accepted psak. The Magen Mishnah, there's a Magen Mishnah Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halachin Aleph. He says he doesn't think it's true. Doesn't think it's true. He says, Shabbos is Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra. There's no Isser. Why do you have to do a Shinui? Just do the Isser straight. Sounds very strange. Right? Sounds very strange. But we mentioned last week, there's a lot of Bakos, Shabbos is Hutra, and we mentioned there's a Gemara in Yuma Pei Beis, Pei Dalet. The Gemara tells us that if you could do Chil Shabbos Halidei Agai, you Bedafka don't. But after you tell the Yisrael, he should do the Chil Shabbos. Don't ask the guy to do it for you. Do it yourself. And the reason it explains is because it's Hutra. It's not Chil Shabbos. So don't tell the guy to do it. Do it yourself. But says the Magen Mishnah, you shouldn't do a Shinui. He says, so why is it that by Mila, our Mishnah says do a Shinui? He says, no, by the Mishnah we say do a Shinui, because if you wouldn't do a Shinui, you wouldn't be allowed to do the Mila. He says, you're really supposed to prepare the bandages beforehand. And therefore, preparing everything you need, all the medical equipment that you need to do the milah, that's a chiyah for you to do before Shabbos. And milah's not docha, only things that are impossible to do from before Shabbos. But these are things that could be done before Shabbos. And therefore, you weren't allowed not to prepare them. And the milah, we let you do the milah, but you didn't prepare it. So therefore, the only way we let you do the milah is because we tell you, do the milah, but don't do an Isser Shabbos. So therefore, you have to be careful that the milah shouldn't bring you to Chil Shabbos. If it doesn't bring you to Chil Shabbos, then we say, okay, even though you were negligent and you didn't prepare before Shabbos, this is something that the milah itself is not docha, cutting bandages on Shabbos, but afal pi kein, it's not a problem, because you'll do the milah, and the bandages, you're not going to cut the bandages, you're not going to bring it through Shas HaRabim, you'll only bring it with a shinui, and therefore only bring it to Drabana. Meaning, normally, the Magen Mishnah says the klal is. And there are those who did pass like this Magen Mishnah. It's not the basically accepted psak. But the Magen Mishnah says that you don't need a shinui when you're being Mechal Shabbos for a chola. What about the Yoledes? The Gemara says, woman who gives birth, you're Mechal Shabbos for her, you should do a shinui. He says, yeah, the Gemara only says that they're by Yoledes. A woman who gives birth, so there the Gemara required a shinui. Why? Because giving birth, it's not mamash a chol sheish b'sakana. Chol sheish b'sakana, you talk about someone who's deathly ill. Everyone, their wife gives birth, they get a mazel tov. He says, you know, we thought women always die in childbirth, but the Magen Mishnah, apparently things weren't as medieval as we think they were. He's a rishon like the 1300s. But he said it's 1 in 1,000 women who dies from childbirth. People don't know it die from childbirth. It's not mamash or choshesh. It's like kind of, we're choshesh, choshesh, choshesh. But still, we realize it could be there's really no real sakana here. And therefore, Chazal said, better do all day shinui. But really, that's the only time we find Chazal saying this. And therefore, the real rule of thumb is that a real choshesh with sakana, you don't bother doing a shinui, you just straight do the malach. That's the Magen Mishnah Shita. There are those who held like this, but except it's not that way.
Wait, is
it
pikuach nefesh or not? Pregnant woman. It's like an
inventory. So it is considered pikuach nefesh. Just the Magen Mishnah says, since it's not like so pashut, really, it's sort of like some yoldos are actually pikuach nefesh, but many of them might really not be. Therefore, Chazal wanted to be more machmir. But if you have a real chola, then it's mamish chutzra, there's no isser, and you don't have to worry about it. Also, so the maisa, though, the Rama is cholik. The Rama is cholik. Most Rishonim, the Ramban, and others, but most Rishonim seems to assume that you always need a shinui. So what is the Hezver? I was saying last week it's Chutzra. Chutzra, why do I have to do Ashinui? So, the emes is, right, even when we say Chutzra, we have to imagine that it doesn't mean, there's degrees in what Chutzra is. Right, like would we say, okay, I have a sick person in my house, so I would cook everything for Shabbos, but I know I have a chol sheish b'sakana in my house, and I'm busy on Friday, so fine, let me just cook for everyone else in the house, and then I'll need food for the chola, he's chol sheish b'sakana, and I'll cook on Shabbos. Why bother cooking before? Cooking for a chola on Shabbos is mutter. So pashtus. There's a very pashut hesper here. Now, when we say chutzra, we don't mean that type of chutzra. Right, we mentioned last week the Chassam Sofer says Yisod. He says that Shabbos is chutzra because the pasuk says Rishamru b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, Lazus is a Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos is the mitzvah is to keep Shabbos. Chal Shabbos echad k'deish yishmer Shabbos is harba. You're saving a life of a yid. That's not chal Shabbos. That's Shmir Shabbos. Good. But if I could save the life of yid and keep Shabbos, no halacha. So that's a better Rishamru B'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, right? Meaning your maisa might be a beautiful maisa. It's not a pagam to Shabbos, it's a kiyum of Shabbos. But I can do a better kiyum of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Shalom Yisrael to Shabbos, maximize Kiyum Shabbos. How do I maximize Kiyum Shabbos? Let me have the best Shabbos. I'll save people from dying. We'll keep hundreds of Shabbos, each person I save, and I'll keep Shabbos myself. Right? It's definitely better, right? So the mail of Shabbos is like this. Yes, it's Hutzra. Yes, it is Hutzra. But if you could keep more Shabbos, there's something good about that. Right? The cut, now could be doing all day guy, so there, we say no, do it yourself, because the mice is Hutzra. It'll be more Shmir Shabbos if you keep Shabbos. Okay, but the mice, your act of saving the Yid is a tremendous mice of Kiyum Shabbos. If you do it all day guy, you're giving away your mitzvah. The mice, you're giving away your mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah. If you do the Chil Shabbos, the Melacha Al-Yay Shinui, you're still doing the Hatzalas Nefashos here. If you do the Al-Yay God, you're giving away your mitzvah. Don't give away your mitzvah. But if you are, because the Maisa, it's Hutzra, so Maisa, you're not doing Chil Shabbos, but if you could do everything, do that Sal yourself and do Kim Shabbos yourself, oh, that's the most beautiful.
The reason we do it with the Goy is not because of the Chashash that we'll push it next time?
What?
I thought you do it with the Goy, because otherwise you might be Moshe if there's no Goy in the future.
So that reason is also given, except it's still a little bit of a kasha, because why don't we say the same thing? Maybe if we tell you to do a Shinui, next time you'll also think I can only do a Lagdei Shinui. Right? It's still not so good with the Chilk. Okay. In any case, what comes out is there's really three Dagos. Well, there could be three Dagos, just to put together, as this is already our third Shia, so just to put things together. We mentioned by Mila, we mentioned the Rashba, right? The sheet of the Rashba said by Mila, it's Hutzra Mamish, and therefore there's no need to be Mishana. He says in Rabbi Elezer holds that even Machshirim Mila is part of the Maisa Mila, and therefore the Rashba says, even if you have a choice, I could bring a Derech Shosa Rabbim, or I could bring a Derech Hutzer, you could bring a Derech Shosa Rabbim, because it's Mamish, it's completely Hutzra. Right? You can have a category of Super Hutzra. Super Hutra means that you don't detract from Shabbos at all. When you bring the Karbanos of the Muslim Shabbos, it's not just that you're accomplishing something so beautiful that you don't worry about Shabbos, or it's mamish, this is Shabbos. When you do a meal on Shabbos, there's nothing being detracted a kihus there from Shmir Shabbos. Right, and that would be, let's call that the super Hutzra. That's the Rashba Shita by Mila. He says, Mila's mamish, there's no, even if you could totally do it without Chilul Shabbos, it's mamish, it's not a mice, it's Mila. The second darga is Shabbos. Shabbos for a chola is Hutzra. There is no Chilul Shabbos. However, if you could not do malacha, it would still be better. Not that malacha is chilul Shabbos, but lamaisa, if you, it's not an isser of chilul Shabbos, but it still has a gedder of malacha on it. And if you could avoid it, it would even be better. It wouldn't be chilul Shabbos if you do it, but if you could avoid it, you'll be maximizing shmir Shabbos. And the third inyan is things that aren't Shabbos. We said by nevela. Right, Nevela, we said it's just a chuya, it's not Hutzra. And by Nevela, it's different. Nevela means we're doing an Isser. It's just that the Isser is being overridden by the Tzorach. It's so important to save a life that you do an Isser. It's not that we're saying that you're not eating Nevela. You are eating Nevela, but you're eating Nevela in a chenami. You're eating the Nevela, but it's Lameisa, the purpose is so great that it's overridden. Okay, so those are three
diagnoses. The third way, what is it doing here?
The third way, as we said last week, is that Shabbos is Hutzra. Right, we mentioned Rosh Hashanah said that Shabbos is Hutzra. It's better to shecht and cook for a chola than to feed the chola nevela. It's better to shecht and cook on Shabbos than to give chola. What?
Saying the same thing by Mila also?
So, no. We're saying Mila. I would say there's three madrigos.
Three madrigos of what?
Right. Three madrigos of how, to what extent, Isurim are becoming mutter. Anything done, that that we have a makar is docha and eser. So it's docha the eser. The eser is pushed off. But to what extent is it hutra, and to what extent is it dechuya? So the most hutra is mila. Mila, the most extreme version of that being that the Rashi says, go through Rishus HaRabim. No reason not to. You're not detracted from Shabbos. This is you're walking through Rishus HaRabim here is adding. It's not subtracting. Okay. The next madriga is Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos, where we're saying it's Nachel Shabbos. There's no, you're not being over an Isser here. It's not like eating the Vela for Pekuach Nefesh. The Shabbos is, this act is a Kiddush, is a Shmir of Shabbos, it's not a Chil of Shabbos, but it's still a Malacha. You can't say it's completely not a Malacha. And if I had a way to do a Shinui and not do the Malacha and still do that Tzelos Nefashos, that would be a better Kiyum of V'Shamru B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. It'd be a better Shmir of Shabbos. I would be doing something better. So that's the next, I mean, it's Hutra, but if you didn't have to do it, it'd be better not to do it. If you could do that Salah without doing any Chilul, it would be better. And the third category is Stam, what Chazal called Dukhuya, is that there is an Isser, but the Isser is being overridden. Right, there's good grounds to override the Isser because it's such an important reason. That's how it's the Fashos that we go against the Isser. Right, we mentioned last week, Tuma Hutra b'tzibur. Bring the Karbanos, it's so chashu, we'll bring it even though there's Tuma. So.
So what's the difference between 2 and 3? The way you're defining Hutra, instead of do it a different way, do that way.
So I'm saying sometimes you won't say that. Let's say you could do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, and you could do it with a shinui. And it won't be chal Shabbos, it'll shech with a shinui. Right? Would that be a good idea? So I would tell you it'd be a bad idea. Because shechting the carbon on Shabbos, that has nothing to do with Melech HaShochet. It's just not part of the Isseri Shabbos. And therefore, even if it was equally extra to do without Chil Shabbos, you would still do it with Chil Shabbos. There's just no reason not to.
That's the highest level,
right.
I was saying that.
What are you asking? The other two levels? Nevela? Okay. So by Shabbos, we're saying that it's Hutra, that your Maisa is not a Maisa Chil Shabbos. Right? Like we spoke yet about the person fishing, and he brings up a baby. So he meant to fish, but the ma'aser is patur chatas because it was not a ma'aser of chil Shabbos. That just wasn't a chil Shabbos because it was a ma'aser of kiyum Shabbos. The action you did was increasing Shabbos. It was helping Shabbos. It wasn't hurting Shabbos. It wasn't a chil to it. You have to be degrading Shabbos. So it was not a lehef. It was helping Shabbos. Okay. As opposed by nevela. You're eating the vela. We're not saying you're not eating the vela. You are eating the vela. The vela is tameh and should be eaten. You are
both
eating.
Both of them. You say if you can do it a different way, if you do something else.
Right. But I told you the big nafkah means a lot of nafkah means. But one nafkah I said last week is about if you have a choice. You have the vela meat. You can give them the vela meat, or you could shech the cow and cook the meat and give it to the chola. So we would have thought, give him the nevela. Nevela is just a lav. Shechting on Shabbos is chiyuv skila. It's much more chamer. And you have to do much more work. You have to do the shchita and the bishul. Nevertheless, they say do the nevela because the chil Shabbos. Because it's not an Isser. You do Nevela. I mean, Nevela is Be'etzim an Isser. By Chil Shabbos, we're saying it's not Be'etzim an Isser, it's just that it's disrespectful to Shabbos. You're being Mechal. This is malacha, but something that enhances Shabbos is not a chilul Shabbos. We're just saying, but you could enhance it more, right? You hear that? You're shechting for chol. You are shechting on Shabbos. It's not that you're not shechting on Shabbos, but this shechita, it's enhancing Shabbos. So it's not the iser of it's not an iser of you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos. It's not in that iser. But if you can enhance Shabbos better, do it. Right? Could you hear that? Yeah, here's three daggers.
Would the Rashba and the people, let's say the first side, would they agree to the?
They say, well, I'll tell you like this. The Rashba, of course, quoted by Mila.
Right.
The Magen Mishnah seems to say it by Pikuach Nefesh. There are some Rishonim who seem to say even by Pikuach Nefesh it's like. And that's the Magen Mishnah. He says, don't be Mishana. Meaning you're in a room, no one's going to see you. You could do it with a shinui. Do it without a shinui. Right? But it's hard to hear that. It's very hard to hear, right? Isn't that hard to hear?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, dope.
Can you say that Katsiris Homer will be in the first category?
Oh, so Ulchur's Machlokus Tanam. By Katsiris Homer. And that's the Machlokus about if you... The machloka said, if you do it the same way, lahalacha we hold kseiras omer, we do the same way on Shabbos as on Chol, and therefore lachor kseiras omer is completely hotra like karbanos. Right? That's a machloka tanam. Okay, so we'll just say one last point here. Oh, there's another chiddush here in this Mishnah. Not machruch, but some rishonim see another chiddush in this Mishnah, which that the Mishnah tells us that if you didn't prepare things beforehand, you didn't prepare the bandage, so you could bring the bandage with a shinui from another from a different chatzar. You could carry it, but it's a drabbanon. Now, what about if you don't have a bandage at all? Right? If you don't have bandages, or you don't have any antiseptic, you don't have the kamon bechlal. You have to go and. And you're going to have to carry the kamon through a Rosh HaRabbin. So what do you do then? Do you do the Mila or don't you do the Mila? So Pashas from our Mishnah sounds like you don't do the Mila. Because the Mishnah says if you don't have it, so then there are aces to do with Nesidra Banan. But what about if you really don't have it? So what do you do? So L'chaira, the Mishnah doesn't say a heter, because there is no heter, and you have to push off the Mila. So that we find discussed on Kuf Lamed Daled. Rishonim there. They discuss that what about the Gemara says? The Gemara says Mishnah Kuf Lamed Daled on the base. The Gemara says that you have to wash the baby with hot water before the Mila and after the Mila, and it's Sakonis Nefashos if you don't. Right? In their days, they didn't have such good antiseptics. And if you don't wash the baby, it could get infected. So it's very important. So what about what if it spills? What if the hot water spills? So the Gemara says, it's quoted here, but it's really an Erevin, Samach Zayin. The Gemara says you can heat up hot water with a guy. Let's start off the Mila. So Rishonim say the Rambam, the Baal Amar, the Rashba. So they say that you see from the Gemara only gives eitzos to do things with Isurim Drabanan, Sarach Mila. But if you would do a Mila and then you'd have to after the Mila do a Malacha Deraisa in order to protect the baby from Pekuach Nefesh. They say you push off the Mila. Push it off. Because Mila is only matter Mila. It's not matter cutting bandages. It's not matter carrying things through Rosh HaRabbin. And therefore, we would have to push off the Mila. So, the Ramban says not that way. The Ramban, this is on Kuf Lamed Daled. The Ramban says that no. He says you do the Mila. He says, Ein hachinami, the Gemara doesn't address address this case. But really, you would if there's no way to do it without Chil Shabbos, he says, do the Mila, don't worry about the Chil Shabbos. He says, why? He says, because B'kuach Nefesh is Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra B'fnei B'kuach Nefesh. So he says, what's the problem? Do the Mila. Ah, you tell me Mila only has the power to be Docha, what's Iyash Mibod Yom? That's true. But when you do the Pekuach Nefesh, when you cut the bandages for the Mila, that's not Chil Shabbos. That you're doing for Pekuach Nefesh. And Shabbos is Hutra in front of Pekuach Nefesh. So therefore, just do the Mila. Right, what's wrong with doing the Mila? You'll do the Mila, that's a mitzvah, beautiful. You did a beautiful mitzvah. Ah, you have to be Mechal Shabbos now? Okay, it's not Chil Shabbos. It's Pekuach Nefesh. So,
if I would go and have, let's say, some trimmel oil to rub the baby with, he's a czar, he's not a kohen.
Yeah.
And in that case, Rabbi would say that I'm not allowed to do the meal according to Ramban.
Right.
To rub, because it's a specific heter for Shabbos uniquely.
Could be. That could be, yeah.
That's mavor from the Ramban's words?
No. That's just mavor from the Shonim I quoted as making this hill between Shabbos and other Yisrael. Right? Fine. So good. So that's the Ramban. So Ramban, L'chaira, is perhaps the Magen Mishnah's camp of saying that it's completely Hutra. It's no problem. What do you say with what do you say for the Baal Mar and the Rashba that say you push off the Mila? So L'chaira, we have to say is that, like we've been saying, yes, it's Hutra, but there's a real issue going on when you're causing a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Right? Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra, but it's only Hutra because you can't do better. Right? Let's say somebody's a hunter. He enjoys hunting, and he doesn't like taking Shabbos off from his hobby. Right, so he has a great idea. He learns the sugya about Shabbos being Chutzra and Pekuach Nefesh. So he takes his gun on Shabbos and he jumps into the lion cage in the zoo. And now, what's he supposed to do? The lions are charging at him. He takes his gun and he shoots them all up.